Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. The Business Connection showcases the best of Colorado Springs businesses, their products and services, and the people here who serve you. Now, here's your KRDO Business Connection host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me in the studio today is Dr. Leon Kelly, who is Chief Medical Examiner for the El Paso County Coroner's Office. There's something very interesting to say for middle-aged men in our lives, particularly working-aged men, as you described it. Dr. Kelly, before we get there, because there's a really startling statistic about these men, and that's why the coroner's office is talking about this. How do you find your way into the work that you do?
So I'm a physician. I went to medical school and delivered babies and took care of old people and young people and everybody in between. And during my path to becoming a physician, I felt that I had some skills and some talent and a desire to kind of work in an area where you're essentially a part of both public health, criminal justice, medicine, and forensics. And that field culminates with forensic pathology. And so my medical specialty is essentially is figuring out how and why people have died. And that's the role that I have at the coroner's office as the chief medical examiner and also the coroner-elect. El Paso County won the election back in November, and I'll take over as the elected coroner here in the next couple of weeks.
Well, congratulations. I bet that's work that you're looking forward to.
Yes.
As the coroner. So an interesting field, forensics. Now, of course, those of us who are in the general public are bombarded by TV programs that show people doing exotic, crazy things, and they're a little eccentric. And is your world like it is on television?
I think like most things, they take the most extreme version of the real world of what that profession is and just kind of show that. To be honest, there are a lot of odd characters in forensics. It's a very unique field. It takes a very special person, whether that's a good special or bad special, to spend your days with dead bodies predominantly.
Sure.
It's up to the eye of the beholder. But it isn't exactly like it is on TV. Most of what we do is not homicides. Less than 5% of actually our caseload is a homicide. Most of them are people who die from natural diseases, who were unexpected, heart attacks, strokes, things like that. Obviously, car crashes, falls, particularly in the elderly, and then often suicides. Suicide last year, out of our a little over 900 El Paso County autopsies that we performed, 164 of those were suicides.
And circling back then to that statistic that I alluded to earlier, what you said to me before we came on the air this morning was that the average age for a suicide that you see in males, and you describe them as completed suicide, mm-hmm. right, is 43 years old.
Yeah.
And you're building a program about this, but let's talk about why a man average 43 years mm-hmm. old in his working years generally also who you are addressing here today, why?
Yeah, and that's really the question. We see a lot of suicides. Everybody does. This isn't unique to El Paso County. And of our completed suicides, 75% of those are male, and that's true for adults. That's true for our youth. Our youth has gotten the majority of the attention because we have had several years, 3 years in a row, of significant increase in our teen suicide, and that's appropriate to spend resources and energy on that. But I think people are shocked to discover it's middle-aged men, average age of 43 years is who completes suicide. And so what we've done as a community, as a public health, law enforcement, various agencies around the cities, we've decided we want to do something about suicide. And with all things, money's limited. And so if you're going to say we have a certain amount of money to spend on a campaign to combat suicide, to destigmatize mental illness, what's the group that's struggling the most? And that's adult age, working age men. You can't significantly reduce the rates of suicide in El Paso County or even nationally, really, because this is true across the country, without at least focusing to some degree on that particular group. And that group is a very, very difficult group to get to. Men, particularly adult men, working age men, are the hardest to get to admit that they're struggling, that they're having a problem. They're the hardest to get to seek help. They're the hardest to get to accept that help because men have been taught from the time we were little kids, don't cry, rub some dirt on it, get back in the game, get back out there, be a man. That's what men do. They suck it up and they move on, right? And what we have to start to understand is that if you and I were playing a basketball game and you tore your ACL, you'd have no problem accepting help. You know, we'd go to the hospital, we'd go to the doctor, they'd get an MRI, they'd take a look at it, and they'd say, we're going to have surgery, we're going to fix it up. And nobody would look at that and go, well, that guy's weak. You know, that guy isn't a man for reaching out for help. But that's the way men feel about mental illness, about focusing on that part of their health. And so what this Man Therapy campaign essentially is it's an attempt to focus on that group, the group that says, I'm fine, don't worry about it, it's none of your business, I'll be okay, and go, are you really okay? And if you're not okay, it's okay to say that, right? It's okay. It's no different than you reaching out because you sprained your ankle. It's part of being a man is to take responsibility for your own mental well-being, because you need that to take care of your family, to take care of yourself, to take care of your spouse or your partner or your job or all the other things that we look at as the manly thing to do. This taking care of yourself is the foundation of being a better man.
Socioeconomic status, does it make a difference, or does this cut across all demographics?
Suicide is probably, and mental health is probably one of the most difficult and complex issues that we face in public health, because exactly that. It cuts across all socioeconomic, all racial, all everything. And it people, we always hear that, a famous person, an actor, someone will end their life. And then the response oftentimes is, what did they have to worry about? They were rich, right? Mental illness doesn't care about how much money you make. It doesn't care about where your family came from. It doesn't care what your race is. You know, we all have stress in our lives regardless of where we are. And the things that we've identified as the three greatest stressors for suicide completion is recently ended relationships, financial struggles, and then lastly, a mental health crisis or a personal health crisis. Something physically is going on with you that kind of brings you down. Those three things are the big red flags that we see, particularly in our men and our adult men, that drive ultimately that mental illness, that depression, the psychosocial stressors that go into that decision to end your life.
Well, you see me with my eyebrows knit together right now. If all of you could picture me right now, it's because I'm recalling a very dark period in my own life. There was fire. There was major surgery, there mm-hmm. was death, mm-hmm. there was family struggles, there were estates to settle, there was, it was 4 years of one thing, catastrophic accidents, one thing after another, after another, after another. And I will confess right now that there came a time when I needed to check myself in, and I did. And I saw two professionals who both said exactly the same thing. You are a mess, mm-hmm. and we're going to fix you. Problem is, not all guys like me get to that point, or they will not admit mm-hmm. how difficult things are for them because they're too busy being providers, keeping their jobs mm-hmm. amid all those struggles and all of the other things that you were just describing. And so I know I have a sense for what it's like to get to that place. I was, I think, one of the fortunate people where I had strong influences in my life. The guys that we want to get to with Man Therapy are guys that may not have that group of people surrounding them that are able to push them.
That's exactly right. And that's where this comes in, is the point at which you make that decision that says, I'm not okay, I need some help. And whether that help is, I'm just having stressed out at work, I need a better way to deal with it. My stress is being manifest as I'm angry all the time, which is oftentimes how men do express their depression or their frustrations. I'm in a bad relationship that isn't healthy for me or the other person. What do I do about it? How do I recognize that? My teenagers are a pain in my rear end. I don't know how to yeah. deal necessarily with this age group now, and we're frustrated and we're fighting, and it's a bad situation. So Man Therapy isn't just let's prevent suicide. It's about knowing how to take care of yourself, because we're all going to go through periods like that where it seems insurmountable, where you're getting hit from every direction. And the mainly thing to do at that point is go, I need some help. I need to tag out for a second and bring somebody in who can help me professionally with this before, and this is the critical mm-hmm. component, before I get to the point where this is a crisis.
Mantherapy.org. Dr. Leon Kelly, El Paso County Coroner's Office, Chief Medical Examiner, soon to be El Paso County's coroner. Again, congratulations. Thank you for being here. And we're looking forward to hearing more from you on The Extra with Renee Roberts not long from now. That airs live 9 to 10 a.m. on Monday through Thursday. Dr. Kelly, thank you so much for being here today, and thank you for what you and your office are doing to help those middle-aged men in these crises.
You're very welcome, and thank you for letting me spend some time with this.
That's it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. The Business Connection is a production of KRDO News Radio and airs Sunday mornings at 7, right here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM. Now with more ways to listen at 92.5 FM, get us on demand at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcasts.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection, Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM.